بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Now we know that a fatha makes an a sound, a dhamma makes an u sound, and a kasra makes an e sound. For example, this letter is fa. With a fatha, it is pronounced as fa. With a dhamma, it is fu. And with a kasra, it is fi. Sometimes you will see two fathas, or two dhammas, or two kasras on a letter. This is called the tanween. And all you do is add a n sound to the vowel. For example, with two kasras, fi will become fin. With two dhammas, fu will become fun. With two fathas, fa will become fan. For the purpose of writing, this is actually written like this, with an extra alif. It only happens when there are two fathas at the end of a word, with a couple of exceptions. But you will learn this later on. Here is another example. When this letter has a short vowel, it is read as za, zu, zi. When there is a tanween, all you do is add a n sound to the end of the word. So when there are two kasras, zin, two dhammas, zun, two fathas, zan. Don't forget, when there are two fathas, for the purpose of writing, you have to put an alif in most cases. Another example, lam with a fatha is la, with a dhamma, lu, with a kasra, li, with two kasras, lin, two dhammas, lun, with two fathas, lan. Don't forget to add the alif because there are two fathas. This is how the lam and the alif are written in the books. One more example, this letter is seen. With a fatha, it becomes sa. With a dhamma, it becomes su. With a kasra, it becomes si. Now with two kasras, it becomes sin. With two dhammas, it becomes sun. And with two fathas, it becomes san. And this is how it is written because it has two fathas. Practice some more examples to get familiar with this rule.
صدق الله.